Christian Radio. It's time now for Focus on the Foothills, a program exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Now here's your host for Focus on the Foothills, Angela Henley.
Good afternoon and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela and my guest today, I have first Shelley Bolin. How are you, Shelley?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. And you are with Safe Spot Child Advocacy Center.
Yes, I am.
That is a mouthful to say. You realize that?
Yes. Just say Safe Spot. That's
okay.
What we do.
Okay. Well, speaking of what do you do at Safe Spot in case folks have no idea what that is or what you do here in Wilkes? Talk to us about what you do.
Okay. Well, Safe Spot is a child advocacy center where we work with children who have experienced child maltreatment. That's either through severe physical abuse or child sexual abuse. Mm-hmm. So, in order to tell you what we do, I wanted to go back a little bit to how CAC started.
Okay.
So the way that we started is that there was a prosecutor named Bud Kramer, and he had prosecuted this case, did a great job, had worked with law enforcement and DSS and other agencies to put somebody behind bars that really needed to be off the streets. But at the very end of it, the little girl's grandmother came to him and said, "You know, you guys did great. That's wonderful. But through all this process, my granddaughter has now felt more traumatized from the system, from what happened, than the original abuse." And it really struck with him, and he said, "I don't want to do that anymore." And he developed the Child Advocacy Center movement.
Why was the process so traumatizing for the child? In case people have no idea, Why was the process so traumatizing?
Well, because in what we call the bad old days, let's say that a child discloses at school. Mm-hmm. They tell their teacher most often. So the teacher may go and talk to the counselor. And then the counselor goes back and talks to the child and says, "So tell me what happened." So then they go to the principal. Then the principal talks to the child. Then they call a police officer. They talk to the child. Mm. Then they call DSS. They talk to the child. You have multiple people, and there's many more besides that, that talk to this child.
Over and over and over,
Over and over. Okay. So that is re-traumatizing, as that child has to relive those things over and over. But it also means that a child, in their own mindset, they can't necessarily tell a story in the way that an adult would. Mm-hmm. So the more times that they tell a story and the more details that they give out or change, it lowers their credibility.
Right.
Then people start looking at I thought you said this, I thought you said that. On top of that, each of those agencies were doing great work, but they were focused on their agenda and not looking at that child or that family. And what the CAC does is we keep that focus on that family. We bring all of those agencies together to communicate, to do their jobs more effectively, but also to facilitate the healing of that child and that caregiver. And that's the biggest portion. So with us, we receive our referrals through either law enforcement or DSS. We do a forensic interview on that child by trained forensic interviewers that don't re-traumatize the child, allow the child to tell their story in their own words, but in a way that we can get the most information possible. And we do that by different activities, building rapport with them, by going through a narrative practice so they can understand how to tell a story from beginning to end, and how to piece out information. So if you say, "Well, tell me everything that you did from the time that you got up this morning until the time that you left," the child is going through, "Well, I got up, I brushed my teeth, I got, you know, my clothes on, and we left." Mm-hmm. "Okay, well, let's take a look at brushing your teeth. Tell me more about that." As they start piecing those things out, then they start realizing, okay, that's what they're wanting me to do. They want me to tell everything, mm-hmm. every detail. But we do a lot of practice first, and we get to know that child first. One thing that I want to talk about with that forensic interview and how important it is for that child, we had a child who came in, and the interviewer was talking to this little boy. And at the very end of it, after he had talked about all of this stuff, he looked up at the interviewer, and he said, "You know, I feel so much better now." That moment will live with me forever, because that's why we're here.
Now, and when you do your interview, as I understand it, the other agencies are there and watch this interview, so you don't have 15 different people doing the same interview 15 different times.
That's exactly right.
It's just done by you guys with a professional in a safe place, thus the name Safe Spot, in a safe place where the child can feel comfortable. And where you are is not like a hospital room or a sheriff's department office. This is a comfortable setting, right?
It is. We have taken great pains to make sure that it's a safe environment that is child-friendly and inviting. So it's been decorated by other kids in the community through art programs through the school. But when the child comes in for that forensic interview, the investigative team of both law enforcement and DSS are required to come too. They're in a separate observation room, and they can see the forensic interview through a closed-circuit television. The interviewer then comes out about three-quarters of the way through and gives the child a break, the interviewer a break, but allows them to talk to the investigative team to make sure that they haven't missed anything or there's not something else that they need to dive into. So that's a big component for both the investigative team, so trying to get these people off the streets, but also for that child to be able to tell the story one time. It's recorded, so if someone else has to see it that wasn't there, the child doesn't have to talk about it again. They can just watch the video. We let them know it's being recorded. We tell them it's being recorded because everything that they say is very important to us, and we don't want to miss anything that they have to say. After all of that process is done, we do a child medical exam by a specially trained medical provider who is additionally trained in forensic child medical exams. And that medical provider then can testify in court.
Is the exam done at the same location?
It is. We are starting that program on July 5th. That will be our first in-house child medical exam. So until then, we've had to go down to Dragonfly House in Moxville. And now we're doing it here.
So you're trying to get as much as you can under one roof, I take
it. Yes, yes. We don't want them to have to go to multiple places. We want them to come to one place. And while the child is being interviewed and having that exam, we have the advocate who is sitting down with the non-offending caregiver, giving them resources, telling them the process, listening to them and the issues that they're going through, referring them to therapy. The family doesn't have to pay for that. We provide that for them. We have a contract through Jody Province Counseling Services. And so we are able then to have comprehensive services for the family. We have a multidisciplinary team that meets once a month. So we are making sure that every case is not only investigated effectively, but that there's communication, that cases don't fall between the cracks. We're constantly looking at these cases every single month, and that family is in that focus for everyone.
So you're actually treating the child and the non-offending family.
Yes.
That's with the child still.
Yes, we are.
So you're treating as a whole.
Yes, if you can imagine a mother who finds out that something has happened to her little girl, the amount of trauma she's going through, it's going to be very difficult for her to be an effective parent if she is also traumatized from this. So if you have a more well-rounded approach for that entire family, you have a better efficacy of healing for that child, for the family, for everyone involved, at the same time that the prosecution is working on their, you know, the investigation and prosecution are working on their side.
Now, are there other facilities such as yourself, more safe spots in other counties, or is this kind of a unique thing for Wilkes right now?
No, actually, the Child Advocacy Center movement has been growing exponentially. There are many more in North Carolina, although they're not in every county. That is a goal that we're working on. But our state organization is Child Advocacy Centers of North Carolina, but there's a national organization, the National Children's Association, and it's also international. They're starting to go into other countries now. So the main office of the National Children's Alliance is in Huntsville, Alabama, and we go there every year for a symposium, which is phenomenal. So this is an evidence-based practice with a lot of research and a lot of data to go into the fact that we actually help put away people and help these children to heal.
It would be so nice if we did not have the need for such a center. But thank God, since there is a need, we do have the Safe Spot Center here in Wilkes. Now, are you state funded, federally funded?
We are.
All the above?
We are state funded through the Governor's Crime Commission, but that is also a federal funding through VOCA grants. We also receive funding through the Health Foundation, United Way, and other donors. There's a list, but those are the ones that pop into my head right now. If you would like more information, or if you would like to schedule an appointment to come in and see our center, if you'd like to have a group come in or have me come and talk to a group, you can reach me at 336-838-9169, or you can visit our website, safespotwilkes.org.
Is there anything you need from the public that can help with the Safe Spot Center?
Absolutely. That's a great question. We need blankets for our children when they come in for the child medical exam. We don't want them to have a paper blanket. Right. So, and we also let them take it home. So they have a blanket. We also need T-shirts of all sizes, from, you know, little kids all the way up to full-grown size adults, because some of our teenagers are bigger.
Right.
So T-shirts that they can take home, bottled water, coffee for the parents who come in, and the other agencies, the investigators and so forth that come in. So coffee, creamer, snacks, you know, anything like that would be greatly helpful. Or you can make a donation, a monetary donation, if you'd like.
So how is the best way to get the stuff or the monetary donation to you?
Our main office is 1260 College Avenue. And if you need directions, just give me a call and I'll be happy to lead you in the right direction.
And again, Shelley, what is that number they can call?
336-838-9169.
All right. We're talking with Shelley Boland, who's with the Safe Spot Child Advocacy Center here in Wilkes. And what a blessing it is to have that center here to help with children and their families and these very traumatic times. We're going to talk more about some prevention training that is coming up next week as Focus on the Foothills continues after this.
The wife and I have been thinking about making arrangements now so the kids don't have to handle the details and all the expenses, but I'm really worried about the costs.
Yeah, I was too. But Miller Funeral Service can arrange funerals starting at under $4,000 and cremations for just $1,200. And that's for top quality in their state-of-the-art facility with really helpful local people.
Talk with Miller Funeral Service about pre-planning your funeral. Visit them on Sparta Road in North Wilkesboro and learn more at MillerFuneralService.com.
All right, amigos, what do you want from Monte Del Rey?
Deluxe soft taco, or do I want the chef special number 2?
I want a quesadilla, or do I want a burrito?
Give me the fajitas, or do I want a taco salad?
I'll take an enchilada, or do I want a chimichanga?
I love their chicken soup, and don't you forget my sweet treat.
I know, let's call for takeout at 903-1276, or better yet, let's all go see our buenos amigos
at Monte Del Rey, 1804 Winkler Street in Wilkesboro.
Gracias, gracias. Gracias.
De nada.
Great deals are at Empire Chevrolet Buick.
Are you ready for a big deal? A money-saving party!
If you're looking for a great deal on a new car, truck, or SUV, see Empire Chevrolet Buick. They've got your new vehicle at a price to suit your budget at Empire Chevrolet Buick, just above Walmart on Highway 421, Wilkesboro.
Yeah, our service and selection are out of sight. Come deal with us, we're gonna treat you right.
Find new roads.
Planting season is also allergy season. Pharmacist Don Maness doesn't have any seed corn or tomatoes, but Wilkes Family Pharmacy is the place to go when you have sniffling, sneezing, and watery eyes. Fast service and drive-through convenience, they accept approved Medicare Part D and most insurance. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 7, Saturday, 8 till 4. It's allergy season, so plant yourself at Wilkes Family Pharmacy for allergy relief. Woodfill and Westwood Hills beside Food Lion. Call Wilkes Family Pharmacy, 667. 9347.
Countertop ovens, as well as an assortment of small appliances, have arrived at the Bargain Barn. Pocket knives, beauty products, bicycles, clothing, toys, cleaning supplies, furniture, and antiques are all found in this variety store. Their items are affordable. Shop Tuesday through Saturday with Kim, Pat, and Debbie at 1262 Highway 16 North in Wilkesboro near the West Wilkes Middle School. They save the bargain for you at the Bargain Barn. 336-973-0580.
When you're here, you're home. Rose Glen Village, an exceptional independent living community with Sunfield studio apartments, one-bedroom apartments, one-bedroom deluxe, and two-bedroom apartments available. No worries of maintenance. Offering three delicious meals daily in a restaurant-style dining room. Scheduled transportation, exercise and game areas, a 36-seat theater, weekly housekeeping, and so much more. Call 336-667-2952 for a personal tour. And online, www.visitroseglen.com. Rose Glen Village, 407 West Main Street, Wilkesboro, 336-667-2952. Welcome back to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela, and now my guest has changed. I'm talking with Tim Murphy of Safe. How are you, sir?
Hey, Angela. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Ooh, your voice is deeper than Shelley's. I need to adjust that. All right.
Yes, it is.
All right. Now, we were talking with her about Safe Spot, and, you know, it'd be great if we didn't have the need for such a thing, but the fact...
And that's where I fit in. So I do work at Safe Spot. I'm the family advocate there. I'm also the prevention specialist.
All right.
Or the preventionista, I guess you could say.
Preventionista.
Yes, I made that up, but it sounded good.
I started to say, can you spell that?
No.
Okay.
So let me ask you a question, and the listeners at home can think about this also.
Okay.
Do you think the amount of child sexual abuse going on is going up or going down?
I would probably guess going up.
And why would you say that?
I don't know.
Because you're wrong.
Okay. Oh, well, praise God. I'm glad to be wrong on that count.
Yeah, me too. So why do you think it's going up?
I would just say because of society, everything is so stressful, because normally they say that's the factors that our unemployment rate is still up and
right.
Everybody's still kind of stressed out. They normally say those are the factors that causes child abuse to increase.
Do you think people are hearing more about it than they used to, like from way back in the day?
Oh, I would definitely think so, yes.
Yes, and I think so too. So the answer to that question is, of course, child sexual abuse is going down. It's been going down for a while now. People don't think it is because now we're much more open to talk about it.
And I would think more people have become aware, such as teachers, pastors, child care center workers, and that type of thing. I would say they're more aware and able to pick up on things that they didn't pick up on years ago, right?
Yes. And so the whole point is by talking about it, even though sometimes it makes us uncomfortable, we learn how to better protect kids so that less of this happens. So if we went back 40 years ago, this would be a hush-hush secret. You and I would never be on the radio even talking about it.
Right.
If we went back, into the fabulous 80s, we'd be talking about stranger danger, and that would be it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we talk about what the danger really is, and we train folks to have safer environments for kids so that this doesn't happen to them.
Well, now, you've been a part of a training that's been going on here for a few months. Some organizations here in Wilkes have gotten together, and you're trying to do training on a regular basis for child sexual assault prevention, right?
Yep.
Okay, talk to us about that, because you have more training coming up next week.
We sure do. So I'm teamed up with, Safe Spot is teamed up, actually, with Communities and Schools of Wilkes County,
right,
and with the Wilkes Community Partnership for Children, which is the Smart Start folks. And we've joined forces on a child sexual abuse prevention initiative. We're going to try to train 2,000 adults, that's 5% of our adult population in Wilkes County, in a child sexual abuse prevention program.
Right.
And it's called Stewards of Children. Tell you more about it in a minute, but the reason we picked 5%, we just didn't pick it out of a hat, is when you get to that point, then you've got... It's almost like getting a boulder moving. Once you get it moving, there's momentum.
With just 5%?
Well, because then in every classroom, you've got at least one parent that gets it.
Oh.
Same thing for at church, other places where kids congregate, and parents naturally start to educate one another. Then some of these protection principles become part of the culture. It's like, well, she's doing it, he's doing it, I'm going to do it. And so, you know, it's like taking something viral, but you have to get to that point where there are enough adults in the community that know how to keep kids safe. That's
right.
What we're working on.
Now, is this a free training or something that you need to pay for? How does that work?
Yes, I would not come in here and try to get money for this training. This training is priceless. It is free. It's a two-hour training. It's called Stewards of Children.
And you recommend this for who?
Everybody that's involved with kids. So if you're a parent, if you're a grandparent, if you are a volunteer, for example, at your church, or if you, I don't know, coach softball, whatever it is, if you come in contact with kids, either personally or as part of your volunteer role or maybe your professional role, you know, we've done a lot of teachers, daycare educators, that kind of thing. There's a lot of different ways that people interface with kids through churches, youth sports, and so forth. If you have kids in your life, this is great training for you.
Even parents, because you're going to have...
Oh, yes, very much so.
Your kids are bringing other kids home. And when these kids come home with your kids and they're talking, you're going to need to know how to respond if there's a red flag that goes up by something they say.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's two things. One is I want to make sure my kid's safe because I'm going to be sharing my kid with other parents and with youth-serving organizations, school and extracurricular, so forth. The other thing is you might be kind of like my house was back in the day, the go-to place.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like all the other neighborhood kids want to hang out at your place because you got popsicles or whatever it is. And, you know, you're coming in contact with other children and you want to make sure that they're safe. And if they do decide to trust you to say that something's happened to them, you'd want to know exactly how to respond. And that's part of what the training does.
And again, this is just a two-hour training.
It's 2 hours. And the other thing I'd want to emphasize is, and you'll be glad to hear this, this is not 2 hours of me yakking.
It's okay, Tim. I like to hear you yak.
So she, yeah, y'all couldn't see it, but she breathed a big sigh of relief there. What it is I'm a facilitator of this training, but most of the training is through the video testimonies of people who have suffered sexual abuse as children and now have healed and are in recovery.
Right.
And so they talk about what happened to them. And it's very moving. The stories are sometimes quite memorable, but it's not just as an emotional tug. It's really to help you as a participant learn the principles of how to keep kids safe. And they teach those principles through their stories.
Now, when is the next training?
So the next training we have is next Wednesday, June the 22nd, my dear wife Heather's birthday, at 1 o'clock at Family Central, which is... the old Lincoln Heights School area.
So just up the road from the radio station, actually.
Yep, absolutely, right off of Main Street. And to sign up, you just go to safespotwilkes.org. On that home page, there's a button that says Join the Movement. When you click that, it'll take you to the page where you can sign up.
And again, this is a free training.
It's absolutely free.
But highly recommended for anyone that comes in contact with children. I was just sitting here thinking, of course, teachers and... daycare workers, pastors, and Sunday school teachers, and
the Bible, the vacation Bible school folks.
Yeah.
We've got 40 zillion of those going on. I want all of them to be safe. And so, you know, all it would take is one person going to this training and then taking that back to all the other volunteers, and then consciousness is raised. We're all doing things in a safe, healthy way for kids. And then... all of us can breathe a sigh of relief.
Is there, when you said safespot.org to get more information or to sign up for that, is at that same place, can you get more information on this training?
Yes, there's even a trailer there. So if you want to see a 2-3 minute little video just to see what this training looks like, it's almost like when you go to the movie and you see the trailer of movies and you see the trailer for the new movie, the upcoming feature, and you go, well, I really want to see that when it comes out. You can look at the trailer for Stewards, see if you think it would be something that you as an adult would be interested in, and then you can sign up right there. You also can express an interest if you want to host a training. So I'll go do a training anywhere in Wilkes County. You just need to get me a room and, you know, we'll do the rest. So any place you can gather adults together to hear this message, we'll go there.
All right. So if you're a school, a Christian school, a church, or a organization, youth organization, you've got some adults, you think, you know what, we need this training, you can host a training.
Yep. Just takes 2 hours.
And again, just get more people with more information and to prevent child sexual abuse.
Mm-hmm. And also to know how to respond if it does happen. so that, you know, because if a child trusts you with that secret, you know, on the inside, you're allowed to freak out. But on the outside, you need to do everything you can to be reassuring and helpful to that child.
All right. And so much information today, and we've run out of time. But again, for more information on Safe Spots, you can go to safespot.org.
It's safespotwilkes.org.
Okay.
And the phone number to talk to me or to Shelley would be 336-838-9169.
And the training is this coming Wednesday, 1 to 3:30 over at Lincoln Heights.
Yep. And we would hope that people would pre-register just so we can be prepared. And you do that at safespotwilkes.org and hit the button that says join the movement. And there you go.
All right. Thank you so much, Tim and Shelley. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. This has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, check on that weather forecast.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Focus on the Foothills here on Hometown Christian Radio, a program aired each Thursday at 1:05, exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Be sure and join us next week for another edition of Focus on the Foothills on Hometown Christian Radio.